If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
BJ and Jamie. I'm sitting here this morning watching the Masters, and I was just telling Jamie off air, I think the birds are fake.
That is very interesting, because you know what? I was thinking, wow, the birds are just really intense at the Masters.
Yeah, they chirp a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
But no other golf course. No other golf course. Think about it. I mean, golf courses are in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of trees, which is ideal for a bird, okay? But you never hear a bird at any other golf course, okay? Yeah. Except for the Masters. And they're loud. They're piped in. It's sound effects. They have one of those sound effect machines that you sit there and hit it. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Are you guys noticing a bunch of crows? We have tons of crows.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I've noticed.
It's so loud. Yeah. I can't stand them.
All right. I got a couple of animal stories, speaking of animals.
Okay.
First of all, Roxy. They had to put her down yesterday down at the Cheyenne Zoo.
Who's Roxy?
Yeah.
She's a gorilla.
Oh, that's sad.
Roxy's been around for a long time, and they put her down yesterday.
What? They put her to sleep.
Well, they put her down. They put her down, Jamie. That's what they said.
She went sleepy time.
She did not go to sleep. She was down, Roxy, down at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And then Carson comes in this morning.
I saw her.
Who, Roxy?
Yeah.
She looked familiar.
Yeah.
She looked familiar.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Can you tell one gorilla from another?
Yeah, I think you can. They have different little tufts of hair.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I heard she was a favorite in the pen.
Wow. You're making Roxy a whore.
Wow.
She's dead.
Yeah,
I never said that.
Wow.
I did not say that. I did not. I said she was a favorite.
Because people didn't see your body language.
Yeah.
You went like this. I hear she's a favorite in the pen. And then you went like this. If this had a sound, like that.
Oh, you shrugged your shoulders.
Maybe you are exaggerating. No. All I meant was she's a favorite with people that come through the zoo. People go, hey, look at that gorilla. Look, but where's Roxy?
Why'd
you go like that? Like that. Yeah. Okay, fine. Anyway, what were you saying? You were saying something else.
Carson comes in this morning.
Yeah.
He's very sad. Very sad. And I'm with you, buddy. I got pets, too.
Can we not talk about it?
No. Listen. I want to bring it up because a lot of people go through this.
Did your dog die?
No,
he didn't die. He got a torn heel or something.
ACL.
Yeah, that happened to Lucy 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's like about a $5,000 surgery.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven grand.
Yeah, his neighborhood's a little different than yours.
Do what my dad did. He just had it amputated.
Oh, and I made a whore joke about Roxy. My dad did. I know he did, but you don't go get it amputated just because of a torn muscle.
And then, because he didn't want to pay the $7,000. He's like, they live just fine with the three legs. And then he renamed him to Tripod.
No, you can't.
I can't do that to Zane.
You can't do that. It's going to cost him $7,000.
Yep.
Man, these vet bills. Yeah. Unbelievable.
You just you get him a little wagon or something, you know?
No. Zane's he's 80 pounds.
So was my dad's. It was that big Mastiff kind
of
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was fine with it. He literally, that dog was so happy. My dad loved that dog. He absolutely loved that dog. He's a little stinky to me.
Yeah.
But that dog was absolutely fine and lived forever with three legs.
Well, he probably was around the house, but I'm sure when he got out with other dogs, he was like, man, I sure wish I had my other leg.
Hi, my name is Tripod.
You know what I'm saying?
Bob was too cheap to fix this
they
thing.
They laugh. I walk around the house three legs. They laugh at me. You know, left and they think I love it. They think I don't even miss it. Imagine that. That's what he tells his friends in dog language, I would guess. Yeah. Okay? Uh-huh. Right?
That dog was so slobbery and stinky. My son would lay on him, you know, because he was in the house. Uh-huh. My son would lay on him. Oh, God. And then my kid would smell like dog.
I had a dog that had cataracts.
Oh.
In its eyes. And it was going blind. And I had to get surgery for that. That was $6,000.
Mokey, right?
Yeah, a little Mokey.
Why didn't you just give him one of those sticks?
And me making a comment about Roxy was wrong. And here you go. Here, you know what? We will take a break. We'll get our act together. I'm not getting the dog a stick.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.